This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Researchers say there's now a record high number of people being held in ICE custody nationwide. More than 65,000 people are currently in immigration detention. Almost half of them have no previous criminal record or pending charge. Researchers say more than 41,000 immigration arrests were made in October alone. That's when Immigration and Border Patrol agents began a widespread action in Chicago. The federal government is considering whether to open a second immigration detention facility in Colorado. Nearly 3 in 4 Coloradans think Congress should extend federal health insurance tax credits. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That's from a new survey of more than 600 likely voters by the Colorado Polling Institute. The figure mirrors national polling. Democrats in Congress back extending the credits, which help people buy insurance through state marketplaces like Connect for Health Colorado. Congressional Republicans, who are in the majority, so far have opposed it. The poll found Democrats support extending the subsidies by a 9-to-1 margin, independents support it 7-to-1, and just under half of Republicans support it. A majority of those polled say the cost of health insurance in Colorado is a crisis or a major problem. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This winter, the state's reminding people to take measures to stay safe in the backcountry. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center recommends everyone in a group carry at least one beacon, shovel, and probe, and know how to use them. This is CPR News.